Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is having a fantastic day. Yes, I said fantastic and not fantastic. That's one of my fun words I like to use. Have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic birthday. Anyway, we all deserve a fantastic day. I hope everyone is doing well and hope the new year is treating you well. I hope no one's in debt from Christmas because none of us should be there, but it happens. I think that we have a great beginning of 2023 for A Ticket to Life. I can't believe it's almost going to be a whole year in March that I've been doing this. And I thank you so much for listening and all the wonderful people who have reached out and said, thanks, you helped me, or, you know, great show or whatever. But I appreciate it very much. Not that I've had, I don't have a fan club. Unless someone wants to start one, you can. I don't need a fan club. Excuse me, pardon me. I could have added that, but I'll just, that's just the natural tone of me and coughing. So anyway, what I wanted to talk to today is one of the hardest things for us as adults, and it's for us to say, is a two-letter word, and it is no. N-O. Why is that so hard for us? Not everyone. A lot of people have no problem. I have learned to say no. Let's say you are together with people, and they start planning something. Like, let's all get together, and da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Henry, could we have it at your house? Well, putting me on the spot, normally I would have gone, yeah. But now I can say no. I don't mind having people. We do love to have people over, but I have no problem saying no now. I may hesitate a little bit or say, can I get back with you? And that is your go-to. If someone asks you to do something and puts you on the spot, you need to just have that quick, can I get back to you? I need to check my calendar. Oh, it's on your phone. Well, I've got this calendar and then I've got another calendar at home. So I'll get back with you on that. Because if you do not learn to say no, people will definitely, friends and family, will take advantage of you. They know, oh, ask her. She will always say yes. If you need to head up something and you don't want to, you need to learn to say no. So you can start off with baby steps and just say, no, I can't. Let me think about it. Let me get back with you. So this is just a helpful little podcast about learning to say no. Why is it that we cannot say no? Because we are people who want to please people. We want to be out there for people. Now I'm saying if someone was in desperate need, no, and you can actually help them. No, you don't say no. You need to say, yes, I can help you. But it is very hard for people to say no. They put you on, and a lot of people do it purposely. They will put you on the spot because they know you can't say no, or they'll do it in front of people. Hey, do you mind hosting that party? Well, and you're lost for words. And again, go-to is, let me check my calendar. We're at your house right now. Can you check now? Well, no, I've got my calendar, but I'm almost sure there's some family thing going on. And if it's not on there, I'll call my sister and let you know. Because people just take advantage of the kindness of your heart sometimes. And I don't know why. I guess a lot of people don't have people in their homes. I don't know why. They just don't. They just don't like people to come to their house. I can tell you that my husband and I we have a lot of good friends, but we have only been, and if they're listening, they're going to start inviting us over and we'll go, can I get back with you on that? But anyway, we have only had a handful of people ever invite us to their homes. And I think that's so crazy because our home is always open to friends and family, but family's pretty easy. They always open their homes to us. But I'm just saying it is funny that a lot of our friends, they're always planning something, or, hey, we need to get together again at your house, or we had so much fun at your house, let's do it again. And again, we do not mind hosting things. But it is funny because my husband and I said, you know, we're never invited to anyone's house. They always invite themselves here, or we invite them. It's so anyway, just learn to say no. It's, if you know, can you watch the kids? Do you like kids? If you don't like kids, well, and you don't really want to watch the kids, just say, no, I really can't. I can't. And honestly, you don't owe people an explanation. All you have to say is no. If they say why, you just say, I just can't. I think we always feel like we need to have an answer. We need to give them some big description as to why we can't do something. But it's okay to say no, especially being adults. I remember when I was in my late 20s, maybe early 30s. So my in-laws used to live up in Illinois. So they were having this big party and they had this pond behind their house. And it's funny because you can be an adult and yet shy away from doing something. And I don't care. People say, no, I'll say it. I'll do it. But you can do it nicely and rude. But anyway, so there's these kids that are at this party and they're playing around the pond and they're not getting really close. And their parents really weren't watching them. So one of my sister-in-law says, we need to go tell those kids. No, this is before I had children. We need to go tell those kids to, you know, to be careful that they could fall in the pond. I mean, there weren't piranhas in there or anything, or crocodiles or alligators or any type of deadly animal that would eat them. But, you know, anyway, so neither one of us would go and say anything. So we just let this, and luckily no one fell into the water or anything, but we just didn't. You get into these situations in life sometimes, you're just like, no, you go tell them. No, you go. So we just like, you know what? It's none of our business. Our parents are here. But it is funny how we get put in situations in life that we just can't, I guess, man up and go and do it. But as you get older, you're going to learn that you can. So don't wait until you're older to learn to say no, because no is such an easy, easy word to say. So for all the young teens, if anyone's listening or parents with young teens, teach them to say no, because we know the situations that teens and hormones cause. Teach your kids to say no and stick with that. Don't be enablers like, oh, it's okay, you can go on. No, 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 no. N-O-N-O. N-O-N-O-N-O. Easy to say. But anyway, I needed to say this because I was asked to do something and I felt like I should have said yes, but I didn't. So I said no. And you could, you know, you surprise people when your mentality or your answer is not what they're usually expecting. Oh, no, I can't. Oh, well, and everyone's like dumbfounded. Like, Henry said no. I do say no. I say no a lot now. And no, it's okay. You can say no to your spouse, to your partner, to your kids, to someone at the store, a stranger. You can say no to anyone. Do not, if you don't want to do something, then don't do it. Now, if it's, you're going to lose your job, then maybe you should not say no. Maybe you should rethink it. But anyway, I just wanted to share this because I know that it is hard to say no. We don't want to enable people. We don't want people to always depend on us for little things. And no is so simple. It's as simple as us always saying, yeah, I can do it, when you really don't want to. So do not hesitate to say those little words, no. Anyway, this is just a quick little podcast because, like I said, I want people to feel, know who you are, love who you are, and control what comes out of your mouth and say no if you just don't want to do something. And people will understand. And if they don't, guess what? They'll get over it. You need to know that people will always get over stuff. A storm is never forever. So this is my mini podcast on say no. Oh, and I do have this totally different subject. I meant to mention it last week on the podcast, but Damar Hamlin. Oh my gosh, that is a miracle prayer. I mean, the prayer that people throughout, honestly, throughout the world, people were praying. He is the Buffalo Bills tight end that was hurt and literally died on the field. And by the grace of God, I mean, he's talking, he's walking, I think. It's just amazing. Now, when people do say to pray for them, never say no. Pray. It can be a mini prayer, a quick prayer, but pray for them. Like Damar. I mean, he has just hopefully brought a lot of people together to God and brought these people together to know, look, I mean, he is to me a walking miracle. I mean, he died. I don't know how accurate this is, but that he was gone for 7 minutes or something like that. But that's, I mean, I think they were pumping, doing CPR, but his, you know, and getting the brain to try to function. But that's amazing to me. So God bless all you who have prayed for him and sent good vibes, good thoughts. And Damar Hamlin, I know you're probably not listening, but if you are, I am so thankful that you are doing well. And by the grace of God, good things will continue to come your way. Again, thanks for listening. And don't forget, if I asked you for $1 billion, just say no. It's that simple, people. Just say no. Even if you have it, just say no. Oh, can I move in with you? No. Can I borrow your car? No, because some people, you know, don't drive very well. Just say no. I think that we can learn to say no to all the good, to the right things for ourselves. It is about us. It is about us. I'm not saying be selfish, but it is about us. The other thing is, we teach our kids to say no to certain things. Say no to drugs. Say no to sex. Say no to bullies. So we just need to teach ourselves to say no. So this is Henry. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, it's just a two-letter word. No, you don't need an explanation. It's all about you. And you need to find your happy. Anyway, until next week, this is Henry. Love you. God bless you and find your blessings.